أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم وينصركم عليهم ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين ويذهب غيظ قلوبهم ويتوب الله على من يشاء والله عليم حكيم. أم حسبتم أن تتركوا ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ولم يتخذوا من دون الله ولا رسوله ولا المؤمنين وليجا والله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 14, 15 and 16 of Surah Tawbah. According to some commentators, these verses and the verses before was revealed before the conquest of Makkah, at the time when the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was still standing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed these verses. Hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continues, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about why qital, why fighting in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, jihad fi sabilillah, is an important aspect of our deen. So hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continues and Allah says, قَاتِلُوهُمْ يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ. Fight them, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala may chastise them, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may punish them at your hands. When we look at the previous nations, the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Aad and Thamud, and the people of Lut alayhi salam, and those nations, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to them. They did not believe. Allah Ta'ala persisted, continued sending messages via the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Their destruction was directly by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When that destruction had come, there was no way that anyone could have turned back after that. But here in this jihad fi sabilillah is a very great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that on the one hand it is done at the hands of the believers. Thereafter Allah says, وَيُخْزِهِمْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, through your hands, Allah Rabbul Izzat will bring disgrace to them. وَيَنْصُرْكُمْ. And then from your side, the nusrat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will come. The help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will come. عَلَيْهِمْ. Upon them. وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Now there was that difficulty that some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were going through in their hearts. In their hearts they had felt that here was a treaty both sides had signed. It was more in favor of the Quraysh of Makkah. Yet they had broken all of this. So that had an impact on the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Now, by this command of Allah Ta'ala, and if there is any jihad fi sabilillah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Then through it Allah Ta'ala will heal the hearts of the believers, because now you are given the opportunity to go out in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. There was also in the hearts of some anger because of being removed from Makkah Mukarrama, the difficulties that had been imposed upon the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum by the enemies. Allah says, وَيُذْهِبْ غَيْظَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, through this jihad, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will remove from the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum their annoyance, their anger. And these are some of the results of going out in the path of Allah, and these are the reasons why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has brought qital. But the greatest reason Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings at the end, وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will accept the tawbah of whomsoever Allah Ta'ala desires. In other words, there will be those, like we saw at the time of Fateh Makkah, Ikramah bin Abi Jahl, Abu Sufyan himself, many other leaders had the opportunity of turning towards Allah, making tawbah, reading the kalima la ilaha illallah, bringing iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as opposed to a heavenly destruction, a divine destruction that would have come and destroyed all the people. There would have never been the opportunity, the chance for them to have turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives each and every individual the opportunity to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, to reflect, to ponder, accept iman at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wallahu alimun hakim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah ta'ala is all knowing. Allah ta'ala is hakim. Allah ta'ala is all wise. That is the one aspect of it. The second aspect of going out in the path of Allah and fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah discusses here in ayah number 16. Allah says, Am hasibutum an tutraku? Do you think that you will be left alone? Walamma ya'lamu Allahu alladhina jahadu minkum. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not tested you, Allah ta'ala has not shown those that will make jihad and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walam yattakhidhu min dunillahi wala rasulihi wala almu'minina walija, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not show that allegiance that you have, in that you do not make besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the believers bosom friends. In other words, your objective is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will not let out the secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This ayah is synonymous to the famous ayah we hear all the time, Alif Lam Mim, Ahasiban Nas Ay Yutraku Ay Yaqulu Amanna Wahum La Yuftanun. That do you think you are going to be left to say La Ilaha Illallah and you are not going to be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is a great test, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sifted out the true believers from the munafiqeen. And Islamic history has it documented that those munafiqeen, for example, at the time of Uhud, at the time of Trench, they turned away from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this jihad, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept the test for the believers. Allah ta'ala has given respite for the disbelievers, that they have those moments to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu khabirum bima ta'amaloon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows full well, has full knowledge of what you do. In other words, the deed that you carry out, and together with that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the purity of your heart. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.